As I was saying, there's some bachi cheskel shagim about Yehuda mesech this erev in daf lamites. Gemara brings that Yehuda says if someone makes an erev with his physical presence for Yom Tov that's on a Friday, he may make an erev the next evening for Shabbos with his physical presence as well. If he makes the first erev with food, he may make the second erev for Shabbos with food as well. If he makes the first erev with food, he may make the second erev with his physical presence. However, if he makes the first erev with his physical presence, he may not make the second erev with food because he would have to make an oral statement when doing so with the food, and that would be asur as achana from Yom Tov for Shabbos. Shmuel says if he makes the first erev with food, he may only make the second erev with food when he's using the same food that he used for the first erev. It's only then that he wouldn't have to make any oral statements. Rav Ashi said our Mishnah is mashma like that as well, because our Mishnah says after establishing the first erev with food, he should take the food home and return it to be used for the second erev the following evening. According to Abaya and Rav Chanan, who said that establishing an erev is not considered to be achana, the Mishnah doesn't mean that it has to be done this way. It was giving good advice. If you want to be able to use the same food twice, this is what you should do. Zok the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah was typically kept as the 2 days of Yom Tov out of doubt whether the day would ultimately be considered the first day of Tishrei or the last day of El, depending on if the witnesses, the Eidim, would come and testify about the new moon. So Rabbi Yehuda says, because this was done al Safik, it's surely treated as two separate kedushas for erev, and you can make a separate erev for each day. The Chum do not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said that if someone needs to separate Truma and Maitzah from a basket of fruit on Rosh Hashanah, he may separate it from the basket on the first day with a condition. He says, if today is not Yom Tov, then the separation is valid. If today is Yom Tov, then my word should have no effect. On the second day, he does the same thing. By doing so, he can definitely eat from the fruit on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The same logic can be used to allow an egg born on the first day to be eaten on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Chum again did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Dais ben Hurkan has said, the Chazan on the first day of Rosh Hashanah says, Hashem, protect us on this day of Rosh Chodesh, whether it is today or tomorrow. On the second day, he says, whether it is today or was yesterday. The Chum did not agree with Rabbi Dais ben Hyrcanus. Who's a Chacham who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda? Rav said that Rabbi Yosi from a Braisa. The Braisa says that the Chacham of the previous Mishnah who don't allow setting up two Eruvim for a Yom Tov followed by a Shabbos do allow two Eruvim to be set up for 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosi argues and says that may not be done. And the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi says to the Chacham, you agree that if the witnesses came in the late afternoon that Bezna would no longer accept them but would still treat the remainder of that day and the entire next day as Yom Tov. We see that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are sometimes kept even when there's no Safik. The Gemara explains that the Rabbanan say that the first day is treated as Yom Tov, even though it's clearly not, only so that in subsequent years, people don't treat the day as not being Yom Tov even earlier in the day, when there truly is a chance that the Eidim may still come and make it into a full day, that day as the single day of Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah said, "V'oyidam Rabbi Yehuda." Mark explains all three cases mentioned by Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah are necessary. If he would just say that he allows two Erev in a Rosh Hashanah, we would say he allows it because everything he did was done before Yom Tov. When he separates Truma on Yom Tov, that maybe wouldn't be allowed. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda specifically says it's allowed in that case as well. Still, we would say that it's allowed in that case because there's no reason to be geyser. In the case of the egg born on Yom Tov, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's also as a gzeira in the case of fruit that falls from a tree on Yom Tov or juice that flows from a fruit on Yom Tov. That's why Rabbi Yehuda has to mention this case as well and allow it in this case as well. A braisa explains the proper way to separate Truma and Rosh Hashanah according to Rabbi Yehuda as explained in the Mishnah above. Basically, the Braisa says the same thing. The Braisa then says Rabbi Yosi prohibits doing so, and Rabbi Yosi prohibited doing so on a 2 day Yom Tov of Chutz Laaretz as well. Mar says a deer was once caught by a guy on the first day of a 2 day Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz and was shechted on the second day and brought to the house of the Reish Kalusa to eat. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate the meat, although you're not allowed to benefit from molacha done by a guy for you on Yom Tov. Here, the molacha was done on the first day and they were eating it on the second day, and the days are considered to be separate kedushas. Rav Sheshes did not eat it because he held that the 2 days of the Yom Tov are one long kedusha. Rav Sheshes said, "How can I eat from this deer now when Isi taught a brisa that Rabbi Yosi doesn't allow one to take truma on the 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz?" Rava asked, maybe Rabbi Yosi was referring to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Chutz Laaretz, not the regular 2 days of another Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz. Mar said, if that was true, Rabbi Yosi wouldn't have said 2 days of Chutz Laaretz. He would have said 2 days in Chutz Laaretz as referring to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, since he said 2 days of Chutz Laaretz, he's obviously referring to a regular case of Yom Tov when there's a second day of Yom Tov of Chutz Laaretz. Rav Asi said, maybe Rabbi Yosi can even hold like a Nachman and Rav Chista. Maybe Rabbi Yosi was saying that the 2 days of Yom Tov of Chutz Laaretz are treated like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah according to the Rabbanon, who argue and say that they are two separate kedushas. The Gemara says that Rav Ashi later met Rabbi Bar Shmuel and asked whether he was taught anything regarding the 2 days of Yom Tov of Chutz Laaretz. Rabbi Bar Shmuel answered that he was taught a braisa that says that the 2 days of Yom Tov of Chutz Laaretz are two separate kedushas. Rav Sheshes said that when Rav Sheshes heard that, Rav Sheshes told Rabbi Bar Shmuel, if you meet Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, don't tell him this because that would prove that I was wrong in the way I held. Rav Ashi says the story was actually that the deer was brought by a guy for the Reish Galusa from outside of the Tchum on Yontif. It was only us, the Rabbanon. Rav Nachman Chisda said that they ate it because they said that a Jew who was not the intended recipient of the Issa de Rabbanon done by a guy may benefit from it, and therefore they held you allowed to eat it. Rav Sheshes held that anything brought for the Reish Galusa is considered to have been brought for the Rabbanon who were eating at the Reish Galusa, because the Rabbanon frequented the house of the Reish Galusa often, and therefore he held it could not be eaten by them. According to this version of the story, the conversation between Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Bar Shmuel with the Shnei Yom Tovim of Chutzlaretz, whether it's one day or 2 days, one kedusha, two kedusha, according to this version of the story, that conversation never took place.